It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hello. So I went yesterday to try to get some relief. I could barely walk. I mean, everybody was like, what the heck happened to you?
He was walking side to side.
Actually, I didn't talk about this on air, but this injury is related to that. I mean, I wasn't getting
it's
crazy.
It's a flipping pancakes related injury?
We were done flipping pancakes. What?
Go ahead.
People flip pancakes, Liv.
I know,
I'm a married man.
Part. You added a detail in there yesterday that was just very unnecessary.
What? Tell us.
I don't know.
Tell us, Liv.
Do you want me to say what you said?
No, if Joe says it'll be gross, if Liv says it'll be better.
Do you want me to say what you said? No, it's gross either way. If I say it, if he says it, if you say it.
Well, clean it up.
No, I don't think she can clean it up. That's my fear.
Well, just try. Use, you know, clue words.
Okay, do you want me to say it?
No, I don't.
Can I
do. Okay, can you write it down and let me read it then?
Yes,
and
just write it down.
I'm going to write it down here.
Right. Write it down.
Put it on the whiteboard. Let me just read it myself.
Here's what we'll do. If you follow the Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, we'll put a photo of this up on there so people can see it, okay? Like what Liv's writing down.
I say me and Alex just act it out on air.
Okay.
He was getting a tissue.
Let me see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so after the flipping pancakes?
Yes, everybody sometimes has to.
Okay, so the midnight janitorial crew had to come in.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Anyways, I'm walking over to do that.
Gosh.
Anyways, I'm walking over to do that.
Hashtag the towel.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay, Alex, seriously? Didn't have to go there.
Wait, where's the lemon pledge, lady?
Okay.
Are you two done?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And you threw your back out.
I grabbed a tissue because I was going to blow my nose too. And I was like, achoo! And all of a sudden my back almost give out. They tingle. Like I pinched something, like a nerve in my back.
I remember you telling us that part yesterday.
And it was terrible. I just was trying to walk back to the bed.
So then what happened when you got to the chiropractor?
Well, I go there. Jordan's adjusting me. He's my chiropractor, and he's adjusting me. He's doing me things, and it's feeling good. It's starting to loosen up because I'm so tight. And he does like a little massage around my back, and that seemed to help out. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'll be right back because, well, I had to go to the bathroom. Like I should have went before. So he's like, okay, go ahead and run in there before I actually do all the other adjusting, because he has a machine that starts out moving just to loosen you up. I go in the bathroom. I'm in there about like 10 minutes. Like, guys, the reason I was in there 10 minutes, I swear to you, I was trying to get in and out. I clogged the toilet at my chiropractor's.
Are you kidding me, Joe?
Alex, yes. Ooh. And it wasn't even like, listen, not to be gross, I don't know how what happened was clog worthy. I think they have bad pipes.
Okay.
Either way, I'm
stuck
there.
You had to go tell them?
No, I'm not going to go. Hey, I just clogged your toilet.
Yeah,
can
but
you adjust
aren't they going
to
know? Because you said I'm going to the bathroom.
No, I went on YouTube and I looked up videos of how to unclog
really?
A toilet. Yes.
And that's so much work.
What'd you find out?
What are you going to do? You're going to leave a turd in the toilet and just walk out? Let them know what you dropped?
I've been in a store before.
Tell us.
I just left the store.
This is like amazing life-saving information.
Well, I don't know if this would work for everybody because it took me forever. The water was not filling back up, so I couldn't get like any force to flush everything back out. So what I did is I turned on the water in there like I was washing my hands, and I cupped it, and I started filling the toilet up with water from the sink to the toilet with my hand to build up enough water. And then I took the plunger and tried to force the water down. Eventually, it pushed the toilet paper that was clogging through. But it took me like 10 minutes. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, man, I had some weird stuff for lunch. And that's all I can say.
Oh,
so he knows that I did that. He doesn't realize I clogged the toilet.
That is so awkward.
Well, now he does.
Yeah, they do now. But I mean, it is cool, though. They did some cupping to help relieve my back.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like I have, like, the tattoos now. I look like, who's that Lochte
Michael
guy?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps or, like, Ryan Lochte. I have all these tattoos in my back. It's so sweet now, like the little suction cup
marks. You know they're not permanent. I just want to make sure you're aware of this, because this is, like, the eighth time you've called them tattoos.
I think they are permanent.
They're not permanent.
I've seen a lot of people do this cupping thing, and I don't really understand it. It feels good?
It hurt at first, but it moves your blood around. This they didn't draw blood for this, but it moves it. That's the whole thing, I guess, for the therapy.
It kind
idea.
Of, I guess, like takes off pressure or something. My boyfriend's roommate has the tools to do cupping because he goes to this like massage therapist slash like chiropractor every week, and she tries like new things on him, and so she gave him all of these cups, and my IT band.
Yeah, those
which
hurt.
Is super, super tight. Like a lot of runners, if you don't stretch well, they'll be super tight. So I put this cup on that area of my quad, and when they were like sucking it up, sucking the air out of it, I literally like was screaming because it hurt so bad.
Ah! Yeah,
ugh,
no,
well, never mind that.
No, but it's a good pain though, Alex. It's a really good pain.
I'm gonna stick to my cat licking massages.
That doesn't even make sense, and it's very gross, by the way.
You go to a cat farm, they all get their tongues ready, and then they just go to town.
Rabies is a high you'll never forget.
You two are like, honestly, you're so beautiful, but you're so gross at the same time.